All right, this morning, if you would please take your Bible and open to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Proverbs, chapter 31. We have in this particular chapter, verses 10 through 31, the words of Solomon, who is the human author, and God speaking through him, of course, to all of us about a very special lady. And this very special lady may have been his mother, or it could have been some other woman that he knew, that he admired and thought a lot of. But I want to use this passage this morning and talk to all the women who are here, especially the mothers, and talk about this woman that's described here. And I'm calling this message, The Worthy Woman. The Worthy Woman. You might notice in verse number 10, it mentions a virtuous woman. And that word virtuous is a word that also refers to a worthy woman. Okay, so that's where I get my title. If you notice Proverbs 31, verse number 10, it says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." I realize that's a rather long passage, and I appreciate your patience as I read through that. But I want to stay right here at Proverbs 31 in this particular passage and talk to you this morning about this worthy woman. Some of the things that God describes about this lady are very important for all the women to try to incorporate into their lives and master in their lives. We so much appreciate who you are and what you do. In fact, I think all of you know this, we wouldn't be here without our mother. Amen? We wouldn't be here without our mother. And I think about all the times throughout the years, and you probably have thoughts like this too, that mom was there to take care of you, to love on you, to comfort you, to encourage you. I don't know how things were in your home. I know in my home, my dad tended to be the disciplinarian, and my mother tended to be the one who comforted us afterwards. All right? But mom was always there to try to help and try to comfort and encourage. And so I want to talk about the worthy woman this morning, and I hope this will be a blessing to you. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for our mothers. Thank you for all the mothers who are present here this morning. And I do hope and pray that what we have to say would be an encouragement to them, would strengthen them, would hopefully remind them of some things that are spoken of here in this passage, and that each one might try their very best to please you with their life and try to be a blessing also to their husband and to their children and even their grandchildren. Bless us now, Father, as we continue, and please help me as I speak today. In Jesus' name, amen. The message today, of course, is going to focus on this worthy woman, and she's described for us here in these verses. This is a beautiful picture, I think, of this very special lady. You're going to notice three main things as we work our way through these verses. The worthy woman in general, that's verses 10 to 12. And then the worthy woman in particular, that's verses 13 to 27. And then number three, the worthy woman in summary, and that's verses 28 to 31. So let's begin with verses 10 through 12 and notice the worthy woman in general. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. There are several things that are mentioned right here in these first couple of verses. You notice that she's worth a great deal, according to verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. We're talking about something valuable. We're talking about someone valuable. Somebody who is worth a great deal. Notice also in verse number 11 that she is trustworthy. The Bible says the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She's trustworthy. She's someone who's honest and a person of her word, and she's someone that her husband can rely on. She's trustworthy. And then according to verse number 12, it says she will do him good all the days of her life. In other words, she's good at the core of her being. It's not something that's just on the surface, but it's deep down inside. It's who she really is on the inside. She's good at the core of her being. So she's worth a great deal. That's verse 10. She's trustworthy, verse 11. And she's good at the core of her being. Now, when you think about women that you know, one of them that might fit that we've talked about so far, one of those might be your mother. One of those might be even some lady that you know who's here this morning. One of them might be someone that you're trying to become or trying to be like. But this is the worthy woman. And this is the worthy woman in general. Just three general statements about this worthy woman that God is talking about and writing about through Solomon. She's worth a great deal, she's trustworthy, and she's good at the core of her being. If I were to just close the message right here, those would be three good things to try to incorporate into your life. To try to be that kind of a woman, to try to be that kind of a mother, to be someone who is worthy of, you know, the admiration and the praise that we'll talk about at the end of these verses, but worth a great deal. Trustworthy and good at the core of her being. These are all very good things to try to emulate in your life. So this is the worthy woman in general. But God doesn't leave it there. He goes on and he gives us some details. And some of these details that we're looking at here, and we'll look at in just a moment, verses 13 to 27, some of those things ladies don't do anymore. Did you notice that as we read through it? And fact is, I could just ask this. And I think I already know the answer, but are there any women here who still darn socks? Okay, there's a couple. I see two hands. Two hands out of all this crowd. Well, there's a third hand. Okay, but this is one of those things that's kind of gone out of style, hasn't it? I mean, I can remember my grandmother and I can remember my mother also, and I don't know if you do it this way, but putting a light bulb inside a pair of socks and working on the place that needed to be repaired and trying to get some thread in there so that you could extend the life of those socks for a little longer. Instead, what happens today in a lot of homes, you know, and it does even in mine today. This is what I do, okay? And I'll talk it over with my wife always just to make sure it's okay. But if I have a pair of socks, and I don't know if it works like this way for the rest of you, but it does for me, they don't both get a hole in them at the same time. Generally, it's just one of them, okay? And for me, it's generally on the sole of the foot, you know. It's generally on the pad near the toes, but on the pad of the foot. And I'll get a hole there, and then I'll usually show it to my wife, and I'll say, it's okay with you if I toss this sock? I never ask her to darn it. I just say, is it okay if I toss this sock? And usually she'll say yes, and so I toss that sock. And then I'll say to her, with the other one that's still okay, is it okay if I hang on to that sock? And usually she'll say yes. And it works better if they're white socks than if they're a dress sock with a pattern in it, of course. If it's a dress sock with a pattern in it, that's not going to work very well. If it's a solid black or solid blue or something like that, it might work. But especially if it's a white sock, that's what I'm thinking of as I'm giving you this illustration. I'll say, can I keep this one? And she'll say, sure. And she'll say, what are you going to do with it? I say, well, I'll put it in the dresser drawer, you know. Of course, after it's washed. The other day, I put one of those single socks in the wash, and she washed it. And then she came to me later, and she said, is this one of those single socks that you threw away the other one because it had a hole in it? And I said, yes. And she said, I've been looking far and near for the other one to match it, and I couldn't find it. And now you tell me that it's one of those that you tossed. But anyway, I'll save it in a drawer. And you know why I do it? Because sooner or later, another pair of white socks will get a hole in it. And then I can throw the one with a hole in it away, and then I got another match. It's just me. I like to make them last a little bit longer, maybe. But anyway, there's several things in here that we read through, and we find out that folks don't do anymore, you know. But notice, if you would, some of these things in particular, the worthy woman in particular, verses 13 to 15, she's a willing worker. Verses 13 to 15, she's a willing worker. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Any ladies here seek for wool and flax? She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. You get the idea. She's a hard-working woman. She's willing to work, okay? And sometimes, especially when I look here in verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night. This lady's not lazy. She's willing to be up late into the night and take care of things within the family. And was it this way in your home, or is it this way in your home, or was it this way as you were growing up? That normally, like for me, when I was growing up, if I had some issue at night, Mom would come and sit on the edge of the bed and stroke my forehead and, you know, whatever, trying to comfort me. Dad didn't come. I don't know if it was that way in your home or not. By the way, when my girls were growing up, it was pretty much that way too. I learned that from my dad. I'm going to blame it on him. I'd nudge my wife and I'd say, Sarah, the girl's crying, you know. It's Rebecca whining again. You just need to go help her. Sorry, Becca. But that's the way it was when I was growing up. Moms tend to be like that. I don't know why, but it seems like they have more compassion for us maybe than dad does. Dad would be, shut up and go back to sleep. You know, I gotta get rest, because at that time we gotta milk cows early in the morning. But you notice that she's a willing worker. She's a good keeper of her house. She cares for her family. She sees to it that they're well fed and tended to. She's a willing worker. Look at verse 16. She's got some business sense. According to verse 16, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. Here's a woman who's got a little bit of business sense. She knows a little bit about finances and according to this verse, purchasing a field. And with the fruit of her hands, she planted the vineyard. So, you know, maybe it would be like today planting a garden or doing some thing to raise some crops for the family and provide some food for the family that way. But she's got some business sense. She's businesslike. Verse 17, notice her strength. Verse 17 says, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She's not a weakling. She's not a weakling. This woman is strong that God is describing here. She's got some strength that she's, of course, developed over the years and worked hard at. I I don't think it means necessarily that she goes to Planet Fitness every day or something like that, you know, but she works hard, and so she's got some strength to her. And she knows how to be strong, not only physically, but also emotionally. Look at verse 18. She also appreciates things that she has. The Bible says in verse 18, first part of it, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. She appreciates what she has. She may not have a lot. It may not even be as much as some of the other neighbors have, or some of the celebrities have. But she appreciates what she has, and she values it, all right? And then it also says in verse 18, the latter half of the verse, her candle goeth not out by night. That tells me that she's watchful. I think about the word diligent when I think about watchful. Somebody who's watching over things, somebody who's, you know, caring for her family, somebody who is on the lookout for dangers and things like that against her children and against her husband and against her household. She's watchful. Look at verse 19. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. This tells me she's skillful. She's got some skills. All right? I mentioned before about darning socks, and we got a couple of ladies here who still do that. That's a good thing. Any ladies here? Maybe I shouldn't ask questions like this. I don't know. Still sew things? Okay, there are some. I see some hands throughout the audience. You know, sewing machines, and sometimes sewing by hand, and fixing things that need, you know, fixing as far as little tears and rips and things like that, you know. That's a good thing. You know, right away, and why does it happen this way? Do you remember the Carol Burnett sketch where she had the curtains on a curtain rod draped across her shoulders, and she came gracefully coming down the stairs? Some of you ought to look that up on YouTube. It's hilarious. It's a riot. You know, the Carol Burnett show was pretty funny in its time. But anyway, that's why that came to mind right there. I'm not real sure. Pardon? Making clothing and out of drapes. That's right. There's a commercial on television right now. I don't know if any of you have ever seen it, but there's this lady that's sitting on her couch, and she's looks like trying to decide what to wear and what to make and whatnot like that. All of a sudden, she takes this sharp box cutter type thing and starts ripping apart her couch. And then later on, she's got this garment, and the couch is all in tatters, you know. And I looked at my wife and I said, who in the world is going to make a garment out of their couch? It's kind of a silly commercial, but anyway, you've not seen it. I know, I can tell. My dad would say it this way. You're looking at me like a calf looks at a new gate. You know, they're just, anyway. This lady, she's appreciating what she has. She's watchful. She's skillful. Look at verse number 20. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. You know what this tells me about this lady that Solomon's describing? She's charitable. She realizes that there are other people in need, and if I can help them, I'm going to try to help them. She's charitable. It's not all for me. I'm going to share what I have with others because I know one day it might be me in need and someone might be able to help me. She's charitable. Look at verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. This lady is not only charitable, she's also confident. Confident. Not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. You know, because of all the things that we've already described, this lady really has her life pretty much together, and that's what gives her their confidence. She sees what's happening in the world, and she takes care of things, and she's careful with what she has. And so even when cold weather comes, her family's prepared because she's prepared. She's confident, all right? Verse 22, look at this verse. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. There's Carol Burnett again. Her clothing is silk and purple. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. I wonder now, is this where Carol Burnett got the idea for that sketch? Anyway, she's well-dressed. She's well-dressed. Again, maybe not the latest fashion, maybe not the same things that all the celebrities are wearing. Yeah, hopefully not. Some of them aren't wearing much, hello? But not this lady. She's well-dressed, and attractively so, you know, and pleasant to look upon, modest, you know, those kind of things, well-dressed, all right? Look at verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. I want to say here that she's good for her husband. She's not tearing him down, but rather she's building him up. Now, here's a thought. You remember what your mom told your sister? Is it okay if I share that? Sarah had one sister. Of course, her mom and dad are already in heaven. Her sister is also deceased. We think she's in heaven, not 100% sure, but she's got a sister that was older than her just by a year or two. Yeah, 1 year. And I want to share something that her mom, Sarah's mom, told her sister. One time her sister and her husband were not getting along. And I know that never happens in your family, but they weren't getting along. And of course, her sister would come to her mom and share some of that and talk with her and whatnot and share some of the things that, you know, weren't all that pleasant even. And then her mom would say something like this. This is the general idea anyway. Don't tell me all the bad things about your husband, because one day you're going to go home to your husband and you're going to make up and everything's going to be just fine. And you'll forget about all those things. But guess what I'll remember? I'll remember all those bad things that you told me about your hubby. So don't be sharing all that stuff with me. Just, you know, with prayer and guidance and so forth, go home and work things out, talk things out, and it'll be okay. But this is not the woman like the complainer about her husband. This woman is good for her husband. You notice the Bible says here that her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. In that particular time period, of course, in that part of the world, that is where the elders of the land sat to discuss things and talk about things. It was in the gates of the city. And so when her husband was in the gates of the city, the other men there knew him and knew of his reputation and knew good things about him, not negative things about him. Okay, so that kind of goes along with something I remember my mom saying too, over and over and over again. If you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. Anyway, this woman is good for her husband in that regard. Verse 24 and 25, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. In this particular two verses, what I see is a woman that's acquainted with real value. A woman that's acquainted with real value. You notice she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She's acquainted with real value. Apparently, she's also willing to do some things, maybe on the side, to help out her family. Like make some garments out of linen and sell it, the Bible says. All right, so notice verse 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Here's another characteristic of this worthy woman. She is wise and she is kind. She is wise and she is kind. Now, I don't know if you've ever known someone like this, but I'm glad there's not many like this. But throughout my lifetime, and probably yours as well, we run across someone who, as soon as they open their mouth, it's negative. Or as soon as they open their mouth, it's hurtful and caustic and harsh. That's not this lady. This lady is wise and she is kind. You notice again, verse 26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Here again, if you can't say anything good and wise and kind, it might be better to say nothing at all. Well, one other thought here real quick, verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Here's a lady, this worthy woman, here's a lady who is duty conscious. Duty conscious. She looks well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. So there's several things here. Let me just list them out again. She's a willing worker. verses 13 to 15. She's businesslike, verse 16. She's strong, verse 17. She's appreciative, verse 18a. She's watchful, verse 18b. She's skillful, verse 19. She's charitable, verse 20. She's confident, verse 21. She's attractive, verse 22. She's good for her husband, verse 23. She's acquainted with real value, verse 24 and 25. She's wise and kind, verse 26. She's duty conscious, verse 27. That's a lot of characteristics that describe here in Proverbs 31 this worthy woman. No wonder it started out by saying, who can find a virtuous woman? Can I say right here before I go on with the rest of our text, this kind of a lady is difficult to find. This kind of a lady, by the way, would be one that would be worth looking for and, if you're still single, marrying one day. She'd be good for you. She'd be good for your family. She would be a real asset to the home and to the marriage. This worthy woman, which is why she is a worthy woman. All right? So we've looked at already the worthy woman in general, verses 10 to 12, and then the worthy woman in particular, verses 13 to 27. And this passage wraps up with this thought, the worthy woman in summary, verses 28 to 31. Notice verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I want you to notice several things about this worthy woman in summary. First of all, she's worthy of praise. She's worthy of praise. The Bible starts out in verse 28 by saying that her children praise her. Her children arise up and call her blessed. One of the greatest tributes to any mother is what the children say about her. When the children can rise up, and as it says here, call her blessed, they're remembering all those things that we've already talked about. They're remembering how mom tried her best to live those things. They're remembering all those times that God moved upon mom's heart to come by my side and help me and encourage me and comfort me and show me compassion. They're remembering a person who's seemingly always there and always available. Always a shoulder to cry on. Always someone, it mentioned wisdom, always someone who can share wisdom and guidance. They rise up and call her blessed. They praise her. It also goes on to say her husband also, and he praiseth her. Right alongside the accolades that are given by the children are the praises and accolades that her husband would give to her. When he would maybe talk about her with others. I don't know what you think about this, but I'm just going to share something from my heart real quick. I don't think it's wise for either the husband or the wife to talk negatively about their mate to other people. I don't think that's helpful ever. I think, again, if you can't say anything good, then don't say anything at all, but try to find good things that you can say. Try to be verbally appreciative of who they are and what they do, and talk well about them. Talk good things about them rather than tearing them apart. You know, the Bible says, I think it's in the book of Proverbs, that there's a woman that, and I put this in my own words, tears apart her house, you know, by herself. It's by the things she does and by the things she says, she's actually tearing apart at the seams of her own house. And how silly that is, how foolish that is. This woman has lived such a life that her children stand up and they give her praise. Her husband stands up and he gives her praise. And notice also it says here, Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You know what's happening here? The Lord is praising her. So not only are her children praising her and her husband praising her, but the Lord is praising her. I think every one of us at one time, we want to hear, don't we? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. How about in the area of motherhood? Now, of course, that can never happen to the men, but it certainly can happen to the women who are doing their best to be the kind of woman that God wants them to be, the worthy woman. So she's worthy of praise. There's another thing I see in these last few verses. She's also worthy of reward. Notice the passage again. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So she's not only worthy of praise, she's also worthy of reward. Great reward. By the way, there are a lot of verses in the Bible that are profoundly true. The Bible says in verse 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. How long does beauty last? Doesn't last forever, does it? Have you ever noticed some of these women, celebrities, who get a whole bunch of face work done, and how nasty it looks when they get old? Trying to be kind. But it just doesn't look right as they age. Again, just my opinion, I think you're better off just aging naturally. Just let God take care of it, okay? And don't worry about that. Concentrate on the inside. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. This worthy woman, in summary, she's worthy of praise. She's worthy of reward. Number three, she's worthy of imitation. She's worthy of imitation. If you can find someone like that, not only what's written in the Bible here, but someone who's living a life similar to this, that's a good person to imitate. She's worthy of imitation. And then finally, she's also worthy of following. Worthy of following. I think, I don't know this, I've not talked it over with my wife, but I think this is true. I think my wife wants to be the kind of mother and the kind of wife that her daughters can imitate and hopefully follow. Am I right? Not that she's perfect. She'd probably be one of the first ones to tell you that she's not. But I'll say, as her husband, I appreciate my wife as a wife. I appreciate her as a mother. And I want her to know that I think she's done a good job. And I'm watching my daughters. And so far, the ones that have children, I think they're doing a good job. Again, not perfect. There have been times, of course, when I thought, ooh, I want to give some advice here, but I'm trying to stay quiet. And I'm praying that God will speak to their heart about it, because I don't want to be a meddling, you know, grandfather or father. I don't want to do that. I want to let them live their life. It's their life. I wanted that from my parents and my wife's parents, and I try to do that same thing with my girls. And they're not perfect, but as I watch them, there's a lot of areas in which I can honestly say to them, and I have in their ear, I'm really proud of you and how you're doing in your marriage and with your family. This is the worthy woman that God's describing here through Solomon and his writings. Was Solomon talking about his mom? I'm not positive. It's possible. Was he talking about some other woman that he also knew? Or women that he knew? It's possible. I do know this, though. God has included this in his word for a reason. And I would encourage all the ladies who are here, You're not going to be perfect, and you won't be able to follow everything to the letter. But you know, here's a good guideline to go by. Here's a good outline to try to follow. It's kind of like, it reminds me a lot of the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is not really meant to be something that's memorized and recited from memory, you know, every time we think about praying. But it's more of an outline. It's more of a guideline of how we're supposed to pray and things we should be praying about. And these are things that are like an outline and a guideline for the ladies to try to follow. And I just, again, I want to close this by saying this. I want you to know, and I hope you'll take this in the right way, because I mean it in the right way. In a godly way. I love you. All you ladies, all you mothers, I want you to know I love you in a godly way. I'm thankful for you. I don't mind saying I'm proud of you. I want to encourage you to do your very best for your husband, for your children, but most of all for your Lord. One day soon, of course, this life will be over. And you'll stand before God. And I know you want to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." If today can help you do that, encourage you to go that direction, that's what today is all about. All right? Thank you for who you are and for all that you do for your family and for your church. Let's stand together. Shall we do that? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed and no one's looking. We'll close in a verse or two of invitation here shortly. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these ladies who are here, the mothers who sacrifice themselves on a daily basis to try to raise a family and support their husband and support their family. And God, I just ask you to watch over them and help them and bless them. Give them the tools that they need, Lord. Give them the energy that they need. Give them the wisdom that they need. Please be with them each and every moment of every day, that they might be similar to this worthy woman that we looked at in Proverbs 31. I do pray that your will is accomplished in all of our lives today, not just the ladies, but also the men as well. And bless, please, this invitation now in Jesus' name. Amen.